Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. Well, I'm back. I'm back on the air after 21 months of being off the air. I am so happy to be back. Amen. And we have a brand new show, a brand new format, and there are a lot of exciting things that the Lord has planned for us to do while we spend 1 hour together every single Monday. We will be on the air every Monday from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. 1 hour of power. Amen. So spread the word. Tell somebody about it. As a matter of fact, you can send a text right now. Share it on your Facebook page and let your friends know that Pastor Rebecca is on the air. Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca is on the air. Well, we have an exciting show today. Amen. My guest today is Pastor Anthony Simmons. He is the co-author of the book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. So we are going to be talking with him a little later on in the show. So our theme for this broadcast is marriage and relationships. And I am going to be sharing in the first part of this particular broadcast about relationships. And then we're going to bring on our guest, and he is going to be sharing about our new book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. He is my first guest. And then we have a spotlight preacher coming on at the end of the broadcast. So we are getting ready. We are going to take off. We're going to take off like a jet plane. So get ready for what God is doing. So it is time now for what the segment that I'm going to call It's a God Thing. It's a God Thing. And the subtitle is What Would You Do According to the Principles of God? On Facebook this week, I put up a post for you to post your questions, things that you have been thinking about, questions that you may have wanted to present and get answers to. And I told you on Facebook in the group that I was going to be addressing these questions on the broadcast. Well, since I didn't get any questions, and since the theme today is relationships, I thought that I would start off this first topic on It's a God Thing, talking about relationships. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about relationships. Being women, one thing that's very dear to us is our relationships and the people that we find ourselves in relationship with. Often we find ourselves in relationships that are failing, or sometimes we choose to be single and not be in a relationship at all. You know, and I want to say to you that if you choose to be single, that's okay. You know, sometimes we feel like we're not complete if we're not in a relationship with a man. As women, sometimes the world would make us feel like there's something wrong with us if we're not married or if we're not in a relationship. And I just want to say to you today that you don't need a man or a relationship to complete you. The most important relationship that you can ever have is your relationship with Jesus Christ. So don't feel like you're less than just because you don't have a man sharing your bed, or just because you don't have a man sitting across the dinner table with you, or just because you don't have a man that you can say, that's my man or that's my husband. It does not mean that you are insignificant or that you are insufficient to be in a relationship. It simply means that you, during this time in your life, choose to be alone, and you choose to be happy being alone. Amen. And that you don't need another person to validate you, but you know your own worth, and you're not willing to settle for less. See, a lot of you out there are single because you refuse to settle for less. or because you've come out of a bad relationship or a bad marriage, and you decided not to rush into something new so quickly. And I just want to just tell you as a sister, as another woman, that that's okay. You know, sometimes we make the mistake of coming out of one relationship and rushing into another. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And what I want to do during this hour that we're together is just keep it as real as I can. I don't want to be churchy. I don't want to be preachy. I just want to be me. Amen. And I want to allow you to be you. Amen. Even as you listen, I just want to be one woman talking to another woman about real life and real issues. Amen. So that is my purpose for this Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca broadcast. And I just pray that God will bless each and every time we come on the air. Is that all right? Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do today is talk about relationships. It's a God thing. And a couple of the questions that I'm going to present are these two questions. One, how do I know if he's the one? And two, what do I do if my relationships keep failing? Why, or maybe why do my relationships keep failing? So let me start with the second question first. Why do my relationships keep failing? I have an acronym that I've been using for years, and that acronym is FAIL, F-A-I-L. The F in that acronym is for fear. A lot of the reasons that our relationships fail is because of fear. You know, as women, sometimes we are afraid to just be who we are. Sometimes we're afraid to be who God created us to be. Sometimes we're afraid to put our all into a relationship because we're scared that the relationship might fail. Sometimes we're afraid to show the person that we love who we are because we're afraid that that person may reject us. And I'm here to tell you today, right now, that God has not given you a spirit of fear. So we want to annihilate fear right now. We want to just kill fear. Amen. Just put fear under our feet. Amen. I want to let you know that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. So you don't have to be afraid to venture forth into a relationship. Amen. You don't have to be afraid of rejection. You don't have to be afraid of even succeeding in that relationship. Sometimes we've been so conditioned to drama in our relationships that we go into a relationship expecting drama. Or if you're like me, like I was, I would go into a relationship, and if there was not enough drama, I would create drama. Amen. And, you know, that's a deal breaker right away, because a relationship cannot exist when there is constant drama. So we want to get to the point where we have healthy relationships, and a healthy relationship is one without fear. So that F is for fear. I'm afraid to be in a relationship. I'm afraid to take off my mask. I'm afraid to show people who I really am. Because why? Because I might be rejected. Because I might get hurt. And part of love, or falling in love, or being in love, is taking the risk, taking that risk to give it a shot. You know, you'll never know if that person is your one true love if you don't take a risk. Amen. The A in that acronym is for acceptance of other people's opinions of ourselves. And as women, we have to be very careful that we don't get caught up in the trap of looking for other people to validate us and our actions and our identity. Amen. You don't need other people's approval, you know. And a lot of the times we jump through hoops trying to please people. There are people that we all know who don't want to see us happy. Let me say that again. There are people that we all know that don't want to see us happy. And we have to be careful that we're not running around trying to please those type of people. Amen. Know your circle. Know the people who are celebrating you. Know the people who are supporting you. Know the people who are hating you. There are people, all three types of these people who are in your circle, and you have to know your circle and then relate to the people in your circle accordingly. Don't allow yourself to spend all of your time trying to please people who are not pleased with you. Don't spend all of your time trying to please people who don't have the things of God in mind for you. Amen. Don't waste your time on people who are not wasting their time on you or who are not investing in you. In other words, don't invest your energy into people who are not investing their energy into you. Amen. And this goes for your relationships, you know. I'll talk about that in a few minutes as I continue with this particular topic on why relationships fail. Why are we failing in our relationships? So the A is acceptance of other people's opinions of ourselves. Listen, you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are precious. You are powerful. You are one of a kind. When God broke you, when God made you, he broke the mold. You have to look in the mirror and begin to like what you see when you look in the mirror. You have to know your value, and you have to not only know your value, but you have to appreciate. You have to appreciate your value, and you have to appreciate who God created you to be. Begin to like yourself. Begin to love yourself and begin to act like you like yourself, act like you love yourself. In other words, when you like yourself and when you love yourself, you will treat other people how to treat you. You will teach other people how to treat you. When you like yourself, when you love yourself, you will teach other people how to treat you. Amen. And you will demand respect. You will demand respect. So because we don't demand respect from the men in our lives, sometimes we allow the men in our lives to get away with murder. Sometimes we allow the men in our lives to abuse us and misuse us, to lie to us and to cheat on us and to mistreat us. But when we get to a point where we know who we are, when we know that we are powerful women of God, when we know that we are beautiful, when we know that we are phenomenal by God and that we bring something to the table, we won't just accept anything from anybody, and that's including our romantic relationships and our friendships. Amen. The I is insufficient information about who you really are. Let me ask you this. Do you know who you really are? Do you know how awesome you are? Do you know how beautiful you are? Do you know that God sent you here to earth to make a significant impact in this nation, on this land, on this earth realm? Do you know the power that's on the inside of you? My God, if you knew who you were, I would like to venture to say that you wouldn't accept some of the things that you accept from people in your relationships and in your friendships. I would like to say that you wouldn't treat yourself so badly. I would say if you had a clue as to who you really are, that you would treat you better. Amen. And that you would demand that other people treat you better. So the I is for insufficient information about who we really are. And the L is for learned behavior. Learned behavior. When it comes to our relationships, especially our romantic relationships, we go by what we know. We go by what we've seen, and we act accordingly. You know, a lot of the times our relationships are failing because we're in our relationships and we're exhibiting behavior that we learned over our lifetime. Maybe we learned it from our parents. We watched our parents fail at their relationships. Maybe we learned it from the soap operas, watching TV, watching the soap operas. You know the ones. I don't even have to begin to name the soap operas. But when I grew up, I watched, I believe it was The Young and the Restless. No, it was all my children. All my children. And Erica Payne was my hero. You know, I wanted to be like Erica, you know, but when I grew up, I realized that in the soap operas, everybody was lying, cheating, sleeping around. People were slapping each other in the face, getting caught up in drama. And that's how I began to be in my relationship. So a lot of the times we learn the wrong things, and we take that into our relationships, and we get what? We get the wrong results. Amen. So learned behavior. And the other thing that way that we learn is through reality TV. Come on. My God. There's so much reality TV on right now, and when we watch reality TV, we have to get a grip and say, you know what? This is how I want my life not to be. I don't want my life to be a reality TV show. You can have a relationship without drama. You can have a relationship that is not failing. Amen. So that is my acronym for fail, and that is why I believe relationships are failing, and we have to reverse the curse. We have to reverse this trend that we're in with our relationships. And how do we do that? We get rid of the fear. We accept only God's opinion of ourselves. We get more information about who we really are and what our purpose is on this earth realm, and we appreciate it. Amen. And then we unlearn the bad behaviors. Amen. And then my last couple of minutes, I want to answer that second question. How do I know if he's the one? Listen, we just watched a movie last week with our teenagers, with my teenage daughter and my teenage granddaughter. And the name of the movie is He's Just Not That Into You. He's Just Not That Into You. And I recommend that movie for every woman, single or married. I recommend that movie for every woman. Because what we have done is we have lied to ourselves and each other about the bad behavior of the men that we've become involved with. And I'm not male bashing, because I've been married for over 18 years, going on 19 years, to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man who you're going to hear from in about 2 minutes. Amen. And he's just wonderful, but he's the one. And I had to get to the point where I got rid of all of the ones who were not right for me and stopped expecting drama in my relationships and settled myself down, dealt with my issues so that I could have a real relationship with a real man of God. Amen. And that's it. How do you know if he's the one? If you're listening to me, you're probably a Christian. Amen. So the first thing you want to know, you want to make sure, is that he's a man of God. You want to make sure that he's saved. I tell women this all of the time. I don't have enough time. I'm going to have to pick this up next week. But I tell women this all of the time. If you're saved, make sure that the man that you date is saved. You know, if he asks you out, you want to know, is he serving God? Not just in name only, but is he truly a man of God? Does he go to church? Does he contribute to the church? Does he serve in the church? Does he read his Bible every day? Does he pray? Is he a praying man? Does he fear God? My God, that is so important. That's of the utmost importance for how to know if he's the one. The second one, is he pursuing you? Is he pursuing you, or are you pursuing him? Is he pursuing you? The man has to be the hunter. Amen. Let him come after you. Let him work for you. Let him show the interest. Let him be the one that pursues you. Amen. Hallelujah. And number three, is he looking for a wife? Because you just don't want to be out there dating Tom, Dick, and Harry, amen, if he's not looking to settle down. You don't want to be dating a man for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You want to make sure that his intentions are to make you the wife that you already are, amen. So that's the end of my time, amen. I just pray that that helped you. It's a God thing. It's a God thing. What would you do according to the principles of God? So our hope segment on relationships has been helpful to you as you go forward and as God continues to bless you in your relationships. Amen. praise God. For our next segment, it's time for our guest spotlight. Our guest for this week is Pastor Anthony Simmons. He is the co-author of Making Marriage and Relationships Work. This is a book that we wrote together in April of 2014, and it's a powerful, powerful book. Every week, I'm going to have a guest spotlight on Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca, and I am excited about all of the guests that I already have lined up. My God, I have about 10 guests already lined up, and I am just so excited about being able to bring these people and have them come and talk to us about what God is doing in their lives and how God is using them to advance the kingdom of God. So, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and bring on my first guest, Pastor Anthony Simmons. He is the pastor of New Creation Christian Ministries alongside of his beautiful, lovely, talented, gifted wife. That would be me, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. He is a powerful man of God. He lives this walk. He walks the walk as well as talks the talk. And he is a man of integrity. He lives before his wife, his children, his congregation as this powerful instrument who's being used to the glory of God. So without further delay, I'm bringing to you Pastor Anthony Simmons. Welcome, Pastor Anthony Simmons, to Woman with Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. What a privilege and an honor, amen, to be your first spotlight guest. I feel honored, amen, to God be the glory, to be part of, amen, this beginning of your weekly broadcast, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. How powerful, amen, the content even that you shared earlier. Glory be to God. It's a God thing. I was blessed by what you shared there, Pastor. Just a wonderful insight on, hallelujah, glory be to God, relationships and why we go through what we go through, not just women, but men also. But I thank God that the spotlight is on women, because it's just amazing how so many people, as you said, go through so much, and some things can be avoided.
Yeah.
Some things can be prevented. And it is amazing sometimes, Pastor, how you and I, we strongly believe in counsel. We believe in good advice. It helped us. It helped us get to the place where we're functional and operational and allowing the word to become fruitful in our lives. But some people have not even gotten there. And we got to get real with ourselves. And that's why I like the format of this show, not just preachy, not just religious, not just churchy, but it's going to be effective and powerful, because you're going to be classy but candid. Amen. And I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And, you know, and I thank you for your support. You know, I thank you for your support, because we were on the air 21 months ago with the Woman to Woman to Man show, and the Lord told us to shut it down and focus on the church. So we shut it down, and here we are 21 months later, and the Lord has given me a vision to come forth again with the Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca's show. So and right away when I told you, you were like very supportive, and you said it's going to be awesome, it's going to be powerful. And I just thank God for you and for your support. I want to talk about this book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. Can you just tell the audience a little bit about the book and why you felt it was important for us to write this book?
Amen. I thank God. It's my first book. I am the co-author of Making Marriage and Relationships Work. But, you know, so many marriages are failing. The statistics are out there. The results are out there. And, Pastor, even the relationships are the ones that are sticking together and have stuck together sometimes are not functioning to full capacity.
Yes.
So this book was timely. This book, Making, please hence the title, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. In other words, God, yes, will do it through grace. He will do his part. But there's something that you and I must do to make our relationships work. And I thank God that, you know, we teach on marriage and relationships. We talked about it. And I think our last teaching on it, we, or at least I, compared it until that device on our cars, which is called automatic control.
Yes, yes.
And on that automatic control on our cars, once you press that automatic control device on your car, you no longer have to give it gas. It will keep a certain speed. All you have to do is steer the car, and it will keep going. And sometimes we think our marriages operate that way. It's on cruise control. It's just going to operate on its own, and not so. You have to make that marriage work. You got to make that relationship work. And that's through communication. That's through understanding. That's through forgiveness. That's through growth. And mainly it's through the foundation of Jesus Christ. So we thank God that you and I, marriage is built on Christ, but there's some things that we had to do in a practical sense.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it's definitely, that word you said, practical, is a word that's almost taboo in the church world. Yes, yeah. And everything, I believe, you know, we talk about everything being spiritual. I believe that everything is spiritual, which means that God is in everything. But things does not occur just out of the spirit realm. There are some things that we have to do on a practical level. In other words, there are some things, like you said, that we have to work at. So even as we're working towards making marriage and relationships work, what are some of the reasons that you believe that marriage and relationships are in trouble? You heard me talking earlier about why relationships fail. What are some of the things that you believe, some of the reasons that you believe that marriages and relationships are in trouble today?
I believe, the Bible says work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. And we need to first work on ourselves before we can make anybody else happy. And sometimes, you know, with the baggage or the issues, you know, you and I, this is our second and final marriage.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
So that's why we keep it real with people. When we have the opportunity to pour in or to minister to people, we try to be as transparent as we can. This is our second and final marriage. And when you go through a divorce, you go through a failed marriage, guess what? That impacts you in some way, whether good or bad. And you bring sometimes marriage, you bring baggage or issues into your future relationship. Or if you had a broken heart, an experience as a young person. Or as you said, you let the wrong content come into your life and you start living what you're exposed to.
Oh, wow.
I heard a preacher today, and I wholeheartedly agree with it, that we retain 80% of what we see and we lose 80% of what we hear.
My God.
That's incredible.
That is.
In other words, when you see something, you retain 80% of that thing. If you want to try to remember or recall what you see, but what you hear, you got to keep hearing and hearing and hearing because you retain about 80% of that information. And a lot of relationships are failing because people sometimes allow the issues of the past or even the present to now come and contaminate or pollute the thing that God wants to make a victory and a win-win for both people involved. And until we get with God, sometimes to see our real selves, because you and I mean, we've seen some marriages that fail because certain individuals, whether it was the wife or the husband, really didn't want to change.
Yeah.
Didn't want to work on themselves. Even when, glory to God, even when you can see it and know it and hear it and other folks see it on you.
Yeah.
And you still refuse to do something about it.
Wow.
Come on, we got to do better than that.
Amen. 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 So you're basically saying that a big part of the problem is that we refuse to deal with our issues. And not just see the issue, but actually begin to work on the issue. There's that word again, work on the issue. Wow, that is just so powerful. Well, what advice, Pastor Anthony, what advice can you give women? This is a broadcast for women. You know, God has a heart for women. And I know men are listening too. I want men to listen because I believe men need to listen to a platform such as this so that they can get the heart of what's going on with their wives and women in their lives. So I pray, I thank God for every man that's listening. This is a shout out to all the brothers who are supporting Women to Women with Pastor Rebecca. But what advice can you give women? What advice can you give the women who are listening to have better relationships and to have better marriages?
First and foremost, I need to just say this. Glory be to God.
Yes, yes.
First and foremost.
Yes, amen.
God be the glory.
Amen.
It's very imperative, very important, Pastor, for women to try to understand men, how men operate, how men think, how men function. And most men...
Wait, I need you to say that again. I don't know if I was having technical difficulties or not, something was going on with my keyboard, but first and foremost, what is that, first and foremost?
As far as from a woman, like you said, can you help the women? Can you help the women tonight in their relationships as they relate to their men in their lives?
Yes.
Women don't fully understand how men think, how they operate, and sometimes the behavior or the conduct that men operate from. They don't understand sometimes the emotional side of a woman when they see the tears of a woman, where they see the woman acting out and acting up and getting over emotional, as they would put it, because they're not a woman. And sometimes the smallest of issues, a woman would react differently than a man would react, because sometimes men don't think it's a big deal. But the woman saying, no, it is a big deal.
Yeah.
How you looked at her.
Yeah.
It is a big deal how you shut down on me.
Yes.
It is a big deal that you don't communicate or act like you want to talk to me or look me in the eye when we're trying to communicate. It is a big deal when we're talking about bills or the kids or issues.
Yes.
But a lot of times, men don't see things as a big deal as women do. So, woman, my advice to you is to try to understand, until you communicate to that man why it's important, until you communicate to that man how you feel and why you feel the way you feel, until you communicate with that man your expectations of him toward you, he is going to be kind of a lost cause, because he sometimes doesn't understand. Even when you communicate it, guess what? You got to go down that road again with
him. Wow.
That's why I say we retain sometimes 80% of what we see and lose 80% of what we hear. So the conversation that you have with him, and now you're mad with him because you said, didn't I explain to you before how that bothered me?
Yes.
Yes, you did, but now let's go over that thing again. Until he gets it, where you see the behavior, the conduct lining up with your expectation of that husband or that man in your life. So the biggest advice I can give to women, Pastor, is that you must communicate with that man what's important to you, why sometimes, you know, you hurt the way you do, why sometimes you expect certain things from him. You must talk it out and hopefully get through to that man where he can start responding in a way that's pleasing to you. So understanding that man, knowing not that he's a boy or acting boyish or that he doesn't care, it's just the way men are. We want to play hard. We want to kind of sometimes be boyish. Sometimes we want to be immature, even as men. That's why we play football and try to get out there at 50 and 60 trying to shoot hoops, because we kind of want to stay there. But it's up to you to bring us up to par.
Well, that's why God created us as the helpmeet, because it is up to us to help you as men to come up to par, as you would say, as far as being that husband, because there's no guaranteed method of being successfully married. And that's why we say, even in the book, that you take the advice and you apply it accordingly to your relationships, accordingly to your marriage. You can't be Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony and duplicate what we have. You have to allow God to use the information spiritually through the spirit realm to develop your own relationship with the person, with the man that you're in relationship with. So it's important that you let your relationship have its own identity, but take the information that's in this book and apply it to your relationship and to your marriage. Even as we get ready to end this particular segment, I want to ask you if there's anything else that you want to share
with the women. And I also want you to touch on forgiveness, because we do get upset with you. And there are times when we will hold the grudge. Women are very emotional, and we hurt deep. Just like you said, you guys want to play. There are times when we don't feel like playing. And what you may take lightly is something that is serious to us. And there are times when that thing can be so deep and so serious that is so deeply ingrained in us, and we have been hurt so badly that we hold on to that hurt. And a lot of times we hold on to that hurt to a fault, to the point that our relationship with you now is stagnant. It's not moving forward. It's not doing anything. It's just stagnant. How do we get past the hurt? Even in accepting the fact that men will be boys sometimes, men want to play, and we have to repeat ourselves and come back to you and communicate with you effectively. But how do we get past the pain? How do we get past the hurt that sometimes you have inflicted on us in our relationship?
If I can sum it up into one word, Pastor, I would say time. You know, time. Give that man time, give that woman time, because even in our relationship, our first 7 years of marriage, we went through some really weighty issues that we got through, but it took time to get to that breakthrough moment. And that's why forgiveness is such a powerful thing, and that's why God and Jesus emphasizes forgiveness, because it's a supernatural. I believe forgiveness is supernatural, because sometimes you don't want to let the offense go. You don't want to let the hurt go. You don't want to let the damage that that person did to you go. But to have that better, fulfilled relationship, you must get past it.
Wow.
You must let go and let God. Will you forget? You may never forget it. But to make that man pay for the rest of his life, or to bring it up when things get heated once again, or to just throw it in each other's face down the road, that's not real forgiveness. But when you really let it go, you can move on and have the kind of fulfilled, happy relationship that we all want. That's why, Pastor, it's so important, as you said at the outset, to marry the right one, to pursue your future together with the right one. Because if that man cares about that woman, he's going to hang in there and stay in there and care enough about what she cares about.
Wow.
So that takes time.
Yeah.
That takes time. And that's why I say don't throw that guy away prematurely. Sometimes it takes us a while to get it. If he's anything like me, I came from brokenness. I didn't see my mother and father together. I didn't see a healthy relationship. So I came not understanding what a healthy relationship looked like. I learned, and that took time. So if I can say it in one word, time, but that forgiveness piece is so important.
Amen. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about the book? And definitely please tell us again the title of the book, where we can get the book. Oh, you might want me to do that part. But is there anything else that you want to add, even as we move from this segment of you being our spotlight guest? Is there anything else that you want to tell us about the book or marriage or relationships? Is there anything burning in your heart that you want to share with the women and the men, but the women primarily who are listening on today?
I just want to say, you know, the culture in the world has made it too easy to get a divorce. And the Bible says God hates divorce. You and I say divorce shouldn't be an option. And the reason that an argument can escalate and then we start talking divorce is because, guess what, it's two people. And if you diffuse that thing right away, a soft answer turns away wrath, you have the power and ability to diffuse any argument from escalating to the place where you're just getting out of control. So that's one thing. We talk about conflict resolution in the book. We talk about communication in the book. We talk about his needs, her needs in the book. There's like 18 chapters in the book.
Yeah.
And it's a short book, it's a quick read, but it's very effective. Because a lot of marriages, Pastor, don't know how to handle an argument. You can agree to disagree.
Yeah.
And nobody got to sleep on the couch and move out.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know how to get through an argument or get through differences. And it's as simple as that. That's why that book is powerful. And I pray that, you know, the callers try to get that book into their library.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for you being with us today. And I'm going to have to bring you back. it's, you know, this 15 minutes has been just too short. I'm going to have to bring you back to talk to us more about the book and about marriage and relationships. So we're looking forward to having you come back to be a guest on Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca, because there is a chapter in there also, keeping the marriage bed hot. And we're going to touch on that the next time you come, keeping that marriage bed hot. Because I'm looking at you today, and I'm like, my God, my husband is just so fine and so handsome. And every time I look at him, I just thank God for sending me the right one. And even as you were talking about forgiveness, I want to say to you, women of God, I want to say this to you. Hear me and hear me good. You have to forgive. And you might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, I'm no longer with that man. That marriage is over. He's gone, but I'm still carrying some hurt on the inside of me. I want to say that you got to forgive. You have to forgive him. That does not mean you have to pick up the phone and call him and say, honey, I forgive you, or I forgive you. It does not mean reconciliation. It does not mean you want to get back with him. It just means that you want to face the fact that you are still hurting over the past, and that maybe that's why you can't go forward into a future relationship. You want to face the fact that you are still hurting over something that happened to you in the past, somebody that hurt you in the past. Face it. Face the fact. I'm hurting. And then I want you to forgive. I want you to do it tonight. I don't want you to wait until tomorrow. I want you to say right now, I forgive that person. It may be your father. It may be your brother. It may be somebody that hurt you a long time ago. It may be a man that you were in love with. It may be somebody who left you standing at the altar. It might be a dead dad that did not take care of the children that you had together. It might be an ex-husband. Whoever it is, you have to forgive them, and you have to forgive them now. I forgive that person. Pastor Anthony said it's supernatural. When you forgive, it not only releases them, but it releases you. Amen. It releases you supernaturally, which means it brings forth the healing that is necessary for you to have the life that God ordained for you to have. So let it go. Forgive them tonight. You don't have to talk to them. Just say it out loud. Say it right now. I forgive. I forgive that person. I forgive Bobo. I forgive Junebug. I forgive Tyrone. I forgive Bob. Whoever it is, forgive them and set yourself free. No, they don't deserve to be forgiven, but you deserve to be free. So face it, forgive them, and free yourself. Amen. Free yourself so that you can move on to be the joy-filled woman that God ordained for you to be, inside or outside of a relationship. Amen. Your best relationship is with God. Your second best relationship is with yourself. And then you can go on and love others. Amen. Love the Lord your God above all else. Love the Lord your God above all else, then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Anthony. Thank you so much for coming. The book is Making Marriage and Relationships Work. We have a group on Facebook. We have a page on Facebook. Go over and like our page. The book is available on Amazon.com. It's available in paperback, and it's available on Kindle. So you can get it today and start reading it on your Kindle, amen. And Amazon even offers a free reading app that you can read it on your laptop or your desktop, amen. So go ahead and get the book. It's on Kindle, it's on Amazon, and it's on our website. Pastor Anthony's website for the church and the book is nccmonline.org. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wish I had some applause up there so that I could give you the applause, but we're still working the switchboard. We're still getting everything set up. I pray that the audience is being blessed. We only have an hour this time that we come before you, and wow, time is flying. Time is going by so fast, but God wants to make sure that we do everything that he gave me a vision for this broadcast, and I'm just thanking God because the vision is coming to pass and is playing out right before my eyes. The third portion of this broadcast is there a word from the Lord? Is there a word from God? Amen. And this is when we bring on our spotlight preacher. My God, I tell you, I told my mother about this, and she was like, preaching? Yeah, I like preaching, amen. But this is a word of exhortation that's going to pivot you through the week. This is Monday. This is Monday. Some of us went to church on yesterday. I pray all of you did. But this is Monday, and now we're going to have our spotlight preacher come and break the word of life to us, to exhort us so that we could go forward as we go down from this place. And our spotlight preacher is, again, Pastor Anthony Simmons. So, again, without further delay, because he only has 15 minutes, without further delay, we bring our spotlight preacher to you. Welcome, Pastor Anthony Simmons, to the pulpit on the Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca show. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. So let's get right to it since the clock is ticking. Proverbs chapter 31, beginning at verse 10. I'm reading the Amplified version of the Bible. It says, a capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman. Who is he who can find her? She is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls. The heart of her husband trusts in her confidently. And, hallelujah, relies on and believes in her securely, so that he has no lack of honest gain or no need of dishonest spoil. She comforts, encourages, and does him only good as long as there is life within her. Verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future, the latter day or time to come, knowing that she and her family are ready for it. She opens up her mouth, and a skillful and godly wisdom comes out. And on her tongue is the law of kindness. Verse 28, her children rise up and call her fortunate and to be envied, and her husband boasts and praises her. I want to talk very briefly about women who win.
Ooh, wow.
Women who win.
Amen.
Women who win reminds me of Ruth in the Bible. Y'all know the story of Ruth, whose mother-in-law was Naomi. Naomi moved to the land of Moab, and Ruth married one of her sons. And the story goes on to say Orpah, her sister, married one of the sons. And as these two women married these two sons of Naomi, both of their husbands died. And I can just picture the conversation with Ruth and Orpah saying, how can we recover from this? How can God allow this to happen to us? How can we be restored from us both losing our husbands? And sometimes in life, women, you have asked God that question, how could God allow this?
Yes.
And I'm here to remind you, if God allowed it, you can handle it.
Yes.
I said, if God allowed it, you can handle it. Some of you have been through things in your childhood that was traumatic and was hard to overcome. Some of you went through some things as a teenager. Our little daughter Kayla just went through something. And sometimes, you know, that first little relationship or that first broken heart, sometimes that thing can be very traumatic. And then in your adulthood, as you got to your adulthood, maybe you was betrayed. Maybe somebody was unfaithful. Maybe you went through a divorce possibly. Maybe you went through something as an adult that was hard to get over, like Ruth. But I'm here to tell you, as Ruth hooked up with Naomi, hallelujah, Ruth became a woman that was committed. And women who win stay committed to the things of God. Women who are committed, hallelujah, become conquerors. Women who stay committed are women who win. And no matter what you've been through in life, you got to believe Romans 8:28 that all things work together for your good because you have been called according to the purpose of Almighty God. We know the story of Ruth. She got her Boaz.
Yes.
She she had a happy ending.
Yes.
And I declare over your life that your ladder shall be greater.
Yes,
your ending shall be happy. And you shall win if you keep moving. The word says, be not weary in well-doing. You're going to reap that harvest if you faint not. God has given you a word that's been a prophetic word over your life, that's been a promise over your life, and you were born to win. You can't lose, woman of God. That's why they said, who can find a virtuous woman? They're right on this line right now. They're the ones that called in right now. And Pastor Rebecca, I so love it that Ruth got to Naomi.
Yes.
And even over your lifetime, you told me about the women. You didn't call them mentors, but they played the role as a mentor.
Yes.
They poured into you as a young woman. They gave you good advice. Even your mother, who's going to be like the next person I talk about, only the strong survive, is some advice that she gave to you.
Yes.
And women who win, you must stay strong.
Jesus.
Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. The Bible says in verse 25, hallelujah, that strength and dignity are her clothing. Strength and dignity are her clothing. And she looks forward to the future.
Yes.
She looks forward to the future. And women of God, it's just powerful how you're strong like Sarah.
Mm.
We always talk about the faith of Abraham.
Yes.
Abraham believed, did not stagger at the promise, did not waver. But guess what? He had a wife. I think we can give her all those same characteristics because he didn't bring Isaac by himself.
Yes.
Even though she doubted, gave her husband her handmaiden, I got all of that, but I believe she believed God in the end.
Yes.
When he came to God a second time and said, is there anything impossible for God? I believe that time that Sarah believed God. That's why he changed the name from Sarah to Sarah.
Yes.
And that's why I said to our church yesterday, it's one thing to believe in God. Pastor, it's another thing to believe God. And women who win believe God. They don't just believe in God, like many people in the world believe in God, but the women who win in life believe God. That means you believe the word. You trust the word. You have faith in God and his word.
Yes.
The third point is coming from verse 26. She opens up her mouth with skillful wisdom. I think about the Queen of Sheba.
Yes.
That came to Solomon. I think about the Queen of Sheba.
Yes.
That came to Solomon. And the Queen of Sheba that came to Solomon, trying to glean from his wisdom, said, now that I met you, it superseded my expectation of the wisdom that I heard about. And she gave him gold. She gave him silver. She gave him spices. So much so that the Bible says nobody else gave Solomon that much gold and wisdom and spices. But the Queen of Sheba was also a wise woman.
Yes.
And women who win exercise their wisdom. Because we said it earlier, you got to be practical in this thing. You got to exercise your wisdom. And the Bible says in the book of James, if you lack wisdom, ask God.
Wow.
God, how can I keep this marriage to God together? God, how can I raise these children? God, how can I get out of this debt that I'm in? God, how can I forgive such a traumatic thing that happened to me? So the wisdom of God, if you're lacking it, you have to ask God for it. And finally, hallelujah. I like this last point, Pastor. It said her children rise up, her husband rise up. And I'm going to say the third, people rise up and call her blessed. What God do for you privately, he's going to make public notice of it.
My God.
That's why behind closed doors you got to forgive. Behind closed doors you got to work on yourself. In your private moments you got to pray without ceasing. When you by yourself, you got to work on yourself. And when that happens, we win. As women, you're going to win. You were born to win.
Jesus.
And as her children rise up and call her blessed, my mother was a blessed woman. Pastor, your mother's a blessed woman. Because guess what? They were like this woman in Proverbs 31, that virtuous woman. Who can find them? Again, I say they're on this line right now. Seeking counsel. Seeking greater wisdom. As you pour into them, they're going to pour out to others. As you mentor them, they're going to mentor others. As you give, they're going to give. And I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God that you allowed me to be your first guest. But women who win are like Ruth and Naomi and Queen of Sheba and favor like Sarah got and Mary got. Women who win are women that they can find, the women that fear God. If you keep reading Proverbs 31, the women that fear God are the women who win. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. My God, my God, my God. What a powerful word. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for Minister Valerie Allen, who's been blowing up my text. Amen. God bless you, Minister Valerie Allen. I got your text messages. We thank God for the feedback coming. Amen. And hallelujah. We do have one hand raised, and I have 1 minute. That I'm going to actually take this caller, area code 252. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I came in late. Just caught the last 15 minutes, but praise God. I needed the word. I needed the passage that you spoke about when you talk about forgiving.
Yes.
All of that was so powerful. So I'm just thankful that you're back on the air.
Amen.
Just so glad to we were out of town, and I'm glad we got back in time. Even though I'm late, I was on time. I received it. I needed it. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, sis. That's my sister, Vonda Thomas, and she is a Proverbs 31 woman, and we thank God for her calling in. Thank you, sis, for calling in. Hallelujah. Letting your voice be heard. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory. And she came in at the nick of time. She said she got just what she needed. And we are at the end of our broadcast today. We thank God for our first guest, our spotlight guest, Pastor Anthony Simmons. We thank God for him, and he's the author, again, of that great best-selling book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. Amen. He's also a powerful preacher, teacher. Amen. Hallelujah. You just heard a snippet, just a little piece of what God uses him to do each and every week. And he is the pastor of New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. And our services are at 1230 every single Sunday. Amen. So you're welcome to come by and hear some more from Pastor Anthony. He'll be preaching this Sunday at 1230, at our 1230 service, at our family and friends service. I want to thank God again for Minister Valerie Allen, who has let us know that she has enjoyed the broadcast on today. I want to thank God for every listener that came to listen live. I want to thank God for In His Presence Ministries, who's in the chat room. God bless you. I see you out there. I thank God for every person who's on the phone lines. We have quite a few people who have tuned in live on the phone lines, and I thank God for each and every one of you. We have a powerful guest coming next week, and every week after that, we're going to have one. I was going to try to do two spotlight guests, but we can only have one because, as you can see, this is a fast-moving broadcast. So prepare yourself to come back on next week. Put those questions in the Facebook page. Like the Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, please do that for me. Spread the word for me. Put your questions in there that you want us to answer during the broadcast. We don't just want to talk about what we want to talk about. We want to talk about what you need us to talk about. Amen. So put those questions in there, and we will be dealing with those questions every single week. We say God bless you. Go in peace. Amen. May God go with you as you go, and may he bless you and keep you in all that you do. May his hand of mercy and favor be upon you, and may he do miraculous, supernatural things in your life on this week and every week for the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus, this is my prayer for you. And listen, don't let nobody steal your joy. Amen. God bless you. Thanks again for tuning in.